everyone, and welcome back to the Walking Dead series by The Verdict's Inn. I'm your host, Nicole.
I'm Gary.
And today we're talking about The Walking Dead Season 6, Episode 16, the season finale entitled Last Day on Earth.
Yep.
This is our instant cast. Literally just finished watching maybe 3 minutes ago.
Yeah.
What do you think, Gary?
Wow. I don't know what to think. We found somebody scarier than Rick.
Yes, because Rick, for the first time ever, well, not the first time ever, but in the first time in a long time, he looked genuinely scared.
Yeah.
He was scared. I mean, we were all kind of sitting there like, shut the F up, Negan, and kill whoever you're going to kill at this point because you're scaring the crap out of me.
Yeah.
And
well, he said he wasn't going to kill anybody. He said he's going to give somebody the beating of their life. And it looks like that's what he did.
I don't see how anyone survives that beating. There was blood everywhere, and the scene ended with him beating. I mean, who can survive a beating like that with a bat?
My mom used to do that with a belt.
So you really think someone really survived that?
I survived whoopings growing up.
I don't know. I mean, all I know is Negan was very scary, and I don't think whoever he beat like that, I don't think there's any way they can survive. And I don't know who it was. I'm trying to think of where he was positioned in the line. Who could it have been? And he mentioned Carl, but he said, I'm going to knock his other eye out if he's... I don't know. So I don't think it was Carl, but...
I don't think it was Carl because he said, if anybody move, I want y'all to take its other eye out.
Okay.
So there's no telling who it was.
This was a really good season finale.
Because, I mean, he didn't stop at any particular person. Like, he knew who he wanted to pick.
Right.
You could tell.
And I remember he said, when he went to Abraham, he was like, nah. Kind of like, I need you, this big dude, I need you on my squad. So, I don't think he picked Abraham.
Nah.
Oh, God. What are they going to do? Are they going to follow it? Are they going to be like the Hilltop, giving them half of their supplies? Or what are they going to do at this point?
I think Negan messed with the wrong group.
Normally I would say that, but now seeing how many people there were, that was there, and just mentioning how Eugene earlier mentioned when they had the woods across the road, like they had to have equipment to do that.
Right. Well, we already knew how many people was there.
No, we didn't know how many people Negan had.
Well, remember when Daryl found him in the woods, he said it's like thousands of people.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, the beginning of the season. Well, at this point, my suggestion to Rick is if they do let you go, pack your shit and move. Like, there's no other way to say it. Just move. Literally, like, not the next block over.
You better follow Eugene's advice and go up north.
Go to DC. Washington. Go DC. Because at this point, Alexandria is not safe. You need to just go ahead and find a new home and take the Hilltop with you, I guess, at this point.
I don't think they're going to.
Of course not. Rick wants revenge. They're all going to want revenge after this.
Yeah. I know Rick regret not fighting from the get-go when it was only six.
Only six what?
When it was only like six men standing on the road, seven to eight.
Oh, okay. When they first, in this episode, when they first saw them.
Right.
Okay. I don't know. I mean, at this point, from what we see now, it doesn't seem like even if Rick fought them at the beginning, that would have changed anything. Look, I mean, he killed all those people several episodes ago, and that didn't really change anything. So even if he killed those six people, there would still been like 50 others.
Yeah, but it would have been six fewer.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's one way to look at it. But if you're fighting, if you are fighting against an army, and it's only you and an army, it doesn't really matter if you kill six, there's still going to be that army. But I do get what you're saying, but I don't think that would have helped the situation. It probably would have made things worse.
Maybe. Or it could have made things better. Now, could have evened their odds a little bit. Knock those six out. Then when they get to the next point, knock the 18 out. I don't know.
I do know I felt really bad, though, when Glenn was like, Maggie? Like, when he saw Maggie there, he was probably thinking, what the fuck? Like, what is she doing out here? And because she already told us that she was done. So he knew that she would never be coming out and about, and, you know, going around fighting or going outside the gates. So I know the shock in his eyes was so believable, and he was like, what are, like, out of all people here, what is she doing here?
Yeah.
And I guess he also probably had a hard time recognizing her because she had cut her hair. Because he's like, Maggie, is that you? So I kind of actually loved that part. I mean, as sad as it was, I loved it.
Yep.
Now, since Morgan has finally killed, do you think people are going to all of a sudden like Morgan again?
No, I don't think so. I think people already hate Morgan. I don't think no one's jumping back on this bandwagon.
Now, did he have to kill that guy? It seems like he's been much more patient, though, with other people.
Well, the guy was about to shoot Carol in the head.
I know, but...
And we know he was capable of it. He already shot her in the arm and the leg.
Right, and it's like, can Carol make it after, even though those people came?
Now, that was the situation Carol was talking about earlier, that those people she cared about, so eventually she would have to kill for them.
Right, and that's exactly what Morgan just had to do.
Yeah.
Now, who were those people that came? I know the guy, so he wasn't lying about the horse last week. We debated that.
Right, right. And it wasn't the horse that died a couple episodes ago or a couple seasons ago.
Right, so who are these people? Maybe could those be the help that Rick is going to need?
I don't know. It don't look like those guys have guns.
Yeah, they don't have guns. But at this point, it's all about numbers at this point. With the Negan's team and the Saviors and Negan's team, to me, it's about numbers. So even if they don't have guns, if they can fight, and not only that, if you notice, they had like all types of body armor.
Yeah, they did.
They kind of remind me of like Power Rangers for some reason. With the gear on.
Yeah.
But I'm now interested in them. And I want to see what they're about because they seem pretty decent. I mean, the guy shook Morgan's hand. So
yeah, we see they're not Hilltop, but they have the spears.
They might have found them laying around. They might collect.
I don't know.
Or it's not like Hilltop invented the spear. So they might make their own spears as well.
Maybe.
Or it's possible they fought... Okay, it's possible, actually, they fought Negan's group. Because the guy at the beginning that they beat up and they end up hanging, remember they said, your people. And I think they thought Rick and them was his people. But that wasn't Rick's people there. That guy that they hung up and made it put the X on him, on his chest, that's not Rick's people. So maybe it's the guys with the armor on. Maybe he's their people.
Maybe. Because I was wondering why they were trying to kill those people in front of Rick. Like, Rick don't care about that guy.
Right. I was like, who is this guy? But obviously, there's other so many people probably fighting them. And I think at this point, just as Jesus told us earlier, they're already transferring and doing business with other groups. I think they need to come together. Hilltop, the armor guys, whoever else. Hell, maybe even the wolves. And if there's any wolves left, and fight Negan's team.
Or if there's any Hilltop left.
Oh, you think they could have went and killed the Hilltop people?
That guy could have been a part of Hilltop.
Oh, okay. He could. But he said your people were fighting us. Hilltop wasn't fighting them.
Well, Hilltop sent Rick.
Yeah, but I don't. Yeah, okay. I was going to say, I don't know if they know Hilltop and Rick know each other, but it's always a possibility. I'm really excited. Like, I know I think I mentioned last week I did not want it to end on a cliffhanger. But at this point, I can say I'm genuinely excited because I have so many questions. And they're not questions of mad, like, damn it, why'd you do this? Or damn it, why'd you do this? It's really like, oh my gosh, I cannot wait till season 7, almost a year from now, for us to see what happens.
Yeah, I can't wait. Can't wait.
Real quickly, though, before we go, what did you think of Carl locking Eden in the car? Or, in the closet?
I think it's a good idea. I mean, she would have been out there. Her chances to get beat, you know, was as good as any.
The whole time when he did the right thing. I was thinking, Carl, you need to lock yourself in there with her. Like, why is Rick letting Carl go out there now? Like, he used to be so overprotective of Carl, and now he lets Carl go on all types of missions with him.
Well, you see, he couldn't stop anybody.
That's true.
Oh, what do you think about Eugene? Do you think he's the bean now? He's a coffee bean?
Still no.
Still no?
Still no. I want to know how they captured Eugene. I wouldn't go down without a fight. Not saying he did, but I don't see why they kept getting out of the car. Like, run people over. Yes, you may die, but at least you took some of them down while you did so.
But you know what? I'm calling bullshit on that whole scene, though.
What? Which one?
That they caught Eugene, then they were able to meet up in the middle, and that same guy who met him over there was able to cut them off over here and run back and cut them off over there. I mean, I'm calling that, but hey, it was exciting, so I'm going to let him slide on that.
No, I agree, too, because I was thinking, how did they make Rick and them, not make them, but I mean, I guess that's all the whole point of when you're catching your prey, but it was just weird that Rick and them ended up in the opening.
Yeah, in a circle.
And then I was about to say, how the hell did that opening get there? But I guess that's all the wood that they had out there. Maybe that's where they cut it from. But then it also begs the question, why would you cut wood from all the way in the middle of the forest to bring it to there? But it doesn't matter. I mean, I'm not judging. I'm not trying to overthink it. But I thought the episode was amazing.
Yeah, it was. It was.
Maybe even best episode ever.
I'm not going to go that far. Okay. But it was pretty good. It was probably the most, I guess, heart-wrenching.
Yes.
Whenever.
Yes, I agree.
Well, lately.
Lately. All right. Well, we will be back tomorrow night. We're going to record our full recap Monday night. We would love to hear what you guys thought of the episode. It's pretty late here. It's almost 11. But we would love to hear from you, and we will talk in full detail on this long 90-minute episode that I thought was just amazing and as well as scary. So hit us up, dead@theverdictsin.com. That is dead@theverdictsin.com. Or you can also hit us up on Twitter, @theverdictsin, or facebook.com/verdictsin. We would love to hear from you guys.
Yeah, thank you everybody who already wrote in and gave us their predictions.
All right, you guys. Well, thank you so much for listening. We greatly appreciate it. I'm Nicole.
I'm Gary.
Good night.
Good night.